We have adjourned our first executive session for the day, and we're back with our appointment regarding the Empire District Assessment. James Strahan, you have some information for us, comments regarding the assessment of the dam?
Yes. Normally, I wouldn't be here, of course. I'm the former assessor, but my name came up in a newspaper article as committing an error. That kind of spurred my curiosity. And so I read the article and understand that there's been a mistake made on the dam. I don't think anybody has erred purposely. I think it's been a confusing issue. I do know that Empire, through the last year, has changed roles of who takes care of what in their establishment of who takes care of the taxation role. And I know the same lady I'd spoke to for years wasn't the person I dealt with this year. When I say this year, I'm talking the year 2013. It said in there that a date was missed, and because of that, there should be an abatement of taxes. I can't find anything in the statute that requires an abatement of any taxes over a date being missed, and I can't find the date referenced to in the statutes. Chapter 153 of the Missouri Revised Statutes is plain as day on this. I mean, there's no questions. I was spoken to one time saying that that real estate such as the dam was not to be reported in a construction work in progress report, but I don't find it anywhere in the statute. It actually says construction work in progress, and the definitions are clear that real and personal is defined in that. So I came to the assessor's office last Friday, and I couldn't imagine what was going on, and I pulled a work in progress report from Empire District Electric, and it don't mention the dam. It gives zero values. So if there was a deadline missed, that like I say, I can't find it anywhere in the statutes quoting that deadline, that's the reason it would have been missed, is because it wasn't reported. An appraiser in the office at the time of filling out these reports said, I read an article in the newspaper last year about this job being complete, and I don't know why it wouldn't be reported even last year, and I can't find it on the reports. I just think there's been a mistake in terminology out of the statutes. I can't find nothing in there that says the assessor has erred in any way. So the newspaper article just kind of took me backwards to say that an assessment error had occurred. And I'm here to recommend to this for you as the county commission, since you were presented the abatement process, I would recommend that you look strongly into what has occurred. And I don't, in my past years of experience, I don't see no abatement that should be written for something that has been there maybe even as much as a couple of years and definitely should be paid this year. And I do have a copy of that construction work in progress report that shows zeros for Forsyth. And we have no way of knowing through the assessor's office, that's why it's set up this way, what improvements occurs to the power site dam. We have no idea. We don't send people down there. It goes along with walking the power lines and counting the poles and the transformers and all that stuff. It has to be reported by the utility companies. Now, I think a little of the problem came is everybody referred to the railroad the railroad statute in the in railroad and utility statute in the Missouri state statutes, but that's back in Chapter 151. Chapter 153 is taxation of bridge, express, and public utility companies. So it's I think we're reading, whoever's involved is mixing and matching the statutes. That's not direct, straightforward of what needs to be done by the assessor. And I see nothing, like I say, that justifies Forsyth School not receiving this money. That's just my opinion, but I do have the evidence here, and I don't know what the argument is on why a date missed. I mean, there's statute that covers that, erroneous statutes, omitted property statutes. There's many statutes. We as the assessor, when I took the oath, is to tax every property that has its maintains value in the, or do my best to tax them. And I think that was carried out. I don't think, I don't see anything that allows for an abatement. And I just wanted to present this evidence on behalf of the Forsyth School. And I think it's just truly a mistake. I don't think there's any errors on Empire's part or the assessor's office. I think there's just been a mistake in the way it's been presented and the way it's occurred.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, there were a number of court orders that were presented to this county commission that we were asked to approve. One of them was this particular assessment, and this county commission chose not to approve that abatement. And so, in fact, we held with your finding of what the assessed value was. I would assume that Empire paid those taxes under protest, and then there is, if I'm not mistaken, a statutory provision for them to move forward through the court system. Is there something I'm missing?
Well, I was made aware this morning by the State Tax Commission that they were having a hearing.
So they're going to hear?
They were having a hearing to see if they even had jurisdiction.
Well, if I remember, we had established that we had, in fact, sent an increased notice, and they did not attend Board of Equalization, chose not to.
There's a specific, and I can't quote it, but there's a statute that says if there's something wrong with it, one of these reports that we receive from someone else, depending upon them, they're to be treated the same as private citizen in their taxation process, and that's what we do to all. When they received their increased notice and they were made aware of what was going on.
But my point is, unless I'm mistaken, this county commission has acted and reacted not to approve the abatement for the court order. And in fact, there are remedies that are set by law. One of those is court after you've paid your taxes under protest. And obviously, if in fact the tax commission is going to hear them, I don't.
Well, I just assumed that, and I thought it may not have said it here in the paper, but I thought they held it. You guys was holding it for further information, and that's what I brought this over for.
I think that we approved all of the court orders that were in front of us, save that woman.
Okay. And when my name came up in the paper and making errors, I wanted to answer that to the county commission also.
No, you're right.
Okay.
So where does that leave Forsyth School, as you know? What where are they at with receiving their funding, or is it going to go through a process? I was never made aware that, or it wasn't mentioned in here, that the State Tax Commission already had an appeal process.
And I don't know the answer to that, James. I know that this county commission did not approve that abatement, so the court order was denied on that individual assessment parcel. So there are remedies that are within the law, contained within the law, when that happens. One of those is, and I'm looking back at the collector, I'm assuming that they paid under protest, and they did, which means then that there are specific statutes that address what their remedies are if, in fact, they wish to move forward or take that course. So I don't have an answer to your to your question. There's not been an approval from this county commission to lower that assessment.
I guess the curiosity that's just killing me is who's going to defend this, and am I involved? Is Empire Electric who, or are they going to have, they're going to have to file a lawsuit against someone if they go the circuit court route?
Sheila? So the state is saying that they will hear the appeal even though there was no action taken at BOE?
I believe in the documentation, there's a document showing, sent back to the assessor from someone stating that because it was filed and certified in April, that they understood that that was the final certification, and they, that's in this protest part, and they don't, and that was 2 days after the increase notice was sent out in June. This document was sent back with that notation, and that the certification was done in April, and it wasn't allowed to file, and they don't show any communication after that in the document that's filed, but that's not for me. That's what they filed, and they filed with the state, and once it goes to the state, and that's up to them to present their case and the assessor's office to present. And I just wait to hear from them and they get the order again.
So we're waiting on Empire to see where that goes, I guess.
That would be my assumption. Yes, sir. Can I see the document that you were referring to?
Sure. Thanks. In looking at the document, I would assume that Empire might want to go through those numbers because I see $1.3 million worth of new construction in progress in Branson, but there's zero for Forsyth.
Okay.
And that's not real clear in my eyes of what went on.
That's personal property, right?
No, personal and real. That's a little confusing if you read chapter 153.
No, I'm just asking.
Right.
My knowledge on that is pretty limited.
Change, right. So. Work in progress is real and personal.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your comments, Mr. Strahan. Unless somebody else wants to address us regarding this issue, I think that we have been in a position where we've already voted upon it. Anybody else have comments? Did you have something? No.
Well, the main. You want to go there?
Sure.
Okay.
If you wish to address.
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Sean Pingleton with Empire District Electric, but you all know me pretty well, but I'm pretty limited on my knowledge of this. I knew this was going to be here today, so I wanted to make sure I was here to find out what the questions might be so I could take those back to our tax department. And I visited with them briefly to get an idea as to what we've done, and so just know that my knowledge is pretty limited. But from what I understand, we received the certified tax assessment on April 20th. Part of what we have to do is we're not taxed exactly like an individual, even though we may be treated like an individual, where we can then just, we also have to pay our poles, transformers, other items on a tax assessment level. So on the, but not the dam. So for example, the dam is assessed at a value, and then all the rest of our property is assessed at a state level. Well, they subtract the assessment of the dam, one of, we have others, but just for the Taney County example, out of that assessment. So we pay it locally, and then the rest is paid on a state level. Well, if we're reassessed after we turn those numbers in, like I think we were on June 25th, that changes all those numbers that we've turned into the state. Does that make sense? So I'm working on it myself, so keep that in mind. So that's, you know, when I asked that, that was the way I understood it to be. So when we got the reevaluation in June, from what I understand, we paid the full amount under protest because that is the proper protocol to go through if we see a discrepancy over what we received in April and what we received in June. It's not that we're saying, hey, we didn't build that, we didn't do this. It's just there's a discrepancy, and so we have to take our proper avenues, which is to pay the full amount under protest and then go through the steps that we need to go through to make sure that when we're done, it's correct. Because if we just pay it and send it in, then we're basically saying, yeah, that's correct.
And I appreciate that. And I think I understand the concept of the lines being in different counties. And,
right.
And there's a different type of assessment that you go through in a division of lines, et cetera. But the dam itself,
that portion is
all
paid.
Falls totally within Taney County, and is it assessed?
I believe it's assessed only in Taney County, but limited knowledge.
Assessed locally?
Limited knowledge. So I believe that's the case.
Okay.
So that port is, but then that's subtracted out of the total at the state level. We're getting in over my head. So, you know, that's that.
I'm curious about something that James brought up a minute ago that I know that our new assessor alluded to when we had this discussion before, but there seems to be, or are you aware of a date that notification has to be given that James has said that he can't find in the statutes?
I'm not aware. I mean, that's something that's, I'm sure there are folks on staff that we may have that would be aware of that, but I'm not aware.
I took a cursory look, and I went through when we had that meeting before and scoured, and I didn't see, but I didn't
so, but
see
let
anything
me,
in depth.
The question I've got, and it's I really don't know, is once you've been notified, can you then be re-notified?
Been notified by?
At an assessment level, if you get a bill for taxes, and then you do whatever you need to do at your level, then they went, well, that's not right, here's a new bill. So if there, so is the date, when is the last date you can get a bill to pay your taxes if there's no date? I don't know.
You're talking assessed value.
Right. Yes. Right, but we're not talking residential, though.
Yeah, but that's residential. And so the paperwork I got refers to the assessed value when it's finalized to be assessed, like they have it. And I don't know. That's before it was, you know, Empire will prove that to the state when it goes to the protest. So
right.
They have to prove that there's something out there that
right.
says that's the deadline.
From everything I understand, our intention with the paying the full amount of the protest is just to go through the proper protocol in discovery to make sure that what we end up paying is correct. That's the intention. There's, you know.
Well, I'm assuming that whatever course of action that Empire follows, we're all going to discover.
Right, and that's the main reason I'm here is more for that to find out, to make sure that I'm informed so I can take it back to them and say, this looks like this is where we need to be communicating with the county next to make sure it's not missed in interpretation or anything like that.
When were the improvements completed?
Couldn't tell you. I mean, I.
Anybody?
You know, they are complete. I mean, they're talking about our new flashboards. I'm sure is what the improvement was.
Thank you, Chad.
I think it's November 11th
of 2011.
Correct.
Thanks, Chuck.
So if they were completed, if it was completed at the end of 2011, was 12 wasn't a reassessment year, was it? Or was it?
What the issue was with 2011, Empire was requested to rip those boards off of there with a dozer to relieve the flood in the landing project. When I learned that, I didn't push the issue in 2012 with it not being on work in progress, because they actually had to take it and fix the dozer and cable. And I was correct.
That's, yes, we did do that.
That's why we didn't apply it or mess with it in 2012. That's why we're not set here in the same procedure in 2012. But in 2013, when it wasn't turned into us, we pursued, knowing that Empire was requested and they did relieve the flood of the landing by ripping those off of there.
Well, it wasn't just the landing, but the flood in general.
Right.
Yeah. To release the... Yeah.
Now, relieve the pressure.
To relieve the pressure.
And that's why 2012 wasn't addressed.
Okay. So, but we could have if it was completed at the end of 11.
Sure we could. But we couldn't do it without getting the report from Empire. The report has to come from...
I'm shaking my head. I'm sort of getting...
Me too. I mean, that's... I don't want to give information that's wrong. I just want to make sure you all understand that the main thing here is that we've paid it in full but under protest so we can get the discovery underway to make sure that what we're paying is proper and it was done procedurally correct. I don't know whether it was or not. That's not for me to determine.
Gentlemen, have any questions? Do you have any additional questions of us?
I don't think so. The main thing, I just want to make sure that, you know, we stay in communication. If there's something you're missing from us, you guys can, anybody can get in touch with me and I'll get you in touch with the right folks. I mean, obviously I'm not the person that knows that much about this, but I can certainly get those folks in front of you if you want to visit with them or whoever may. If there's any questions, I can get them down here to visit with you all.
We appreciate you
okay?
very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Anybody else wish to have a comment? If not, let's conclude this session regarding Empire District Assessment, and we can go back to the personnel section under executive session to conclude that business. We have that listed. Somebody's going to have to tell me what this is.
I'm going to make a motion to recess until we come back. It's 12:04.
Let's stand in recess until a little after 1 o'clock, at which time we'll come back, enter into executive session.